It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. Brooklyn's own They Might Be Giants are back with a new album. It's a multimedia experience called Book, and helpfully it begins with a little recap.
For everyone who only just arrived, a quick synopsis. If you came late and missed the commotion, and you wonder what was all that, here's the recap.
The song really has nothing to do with the history of the band, but for our purposes, the recap is They Might Be Giants, led by John Flansburgh and John Linnell, are celebrating their 40th year. And after four decades of albums and tours, Grammy Awards, and seemingly countless TV themes and movie songs, their new ambitious project is being released along with a cloth-bound hardcover art book of lyrics and photography. We are joined now by John Flansburgh of They Might Be Giants. Welcome back to WNYC.
David, it is a delight to be on the airwaves of WNYC, my favorite radio station in the world.
The new album is called, somewhat confusingly, Book. But indeed, you can order a version that comes with this massive book of photography. In an era when streaming accounts for so much of the music business, did you decide to go just as far as possible in the other direction?
Well, you know, we're old, and we understand the allure of physical things. I have a vinyl record collection, and I also have like a small collection of photography portfolios, photo books, art, kind of coffee table books. I think we have an appreciation for that kind of effort. We were approached by a publisher about doing kind of a retrospective book, as you were saying, you know, we've been in this band for 40 years, which is kind of a ridiculously long time to be in a band. Actually, I should point out that it's 40 in February. So like a lot of people who are 39, we're very, you know, we want to be very specific about that. But I think we wanted to do something that wasn't just a retrospective. We wanted to do something that was new. And it was a big challenge to just figure out what that was going to be. I mean, it was I've been watching this like Let It Be thing with the Beatles and realizing there's this whole problem of trying to finish something before you've started with projects like this. We collaborated with a great street photographer from Pratt, another Pratt graduate. I went to Pratt, this guy named Brian Carlson, and a graphic designer named Paul Sayre. I think the idea was to really try to figure out how to do something that was actually beautiful, which is different for us because, I mean, we do a lot of things that are unusual, but it's very unusual for us to do something that's really about balance and aesthetics.
Let's hear a little more of the music from Book.
I lost Thursday, I had it somewhere. Don't say it's where I left it. I lost Thursday, like it was nothing. That fact is uncontested.
That's I Lost Thursday. And this song seems to fit right in with the pandemic and lockdown as so many of us were starting to lose track of the days of the week. Was a lot of Book written and recorded during the pandemic?
Well, it's a weird thing to talk about one's hardships during the pandemic, having lost friends in it. Obviously, it's just a terrible time in the world. But the struggle to try to feel inspired in the middle of it has been very odd. I Lost Thursday seemed like a personal song in a way, but obviously it's a kind of a universal sentiment in the era of the pandemic. But in some ways, I feel like I could have written the song at any time. I mean, the song is pretty paranoid and well, I mean, I guess I'm pretty paranoid. So,
so you just let it fully flower.
Yeah.
Well, this is your 40th year, or just about your 40th year, being in a working band.
39 and 9 months.
39 and 9 months. And I want to look way back for a moment. In 1988, I had the chance to interview you when I was writing for the newspaper at Syracuse University.
Oh, my God.
And you referred to your career back then as your, quote, occupation of shame. Basically, you said having to tell people that you were in a rock band was a real conversation stopper. How do you look at it now?
Well, it's not that different.
I was hoping you would not say that.
Well, when you get in a taxi with a guitar case, it's the beginning of a long and odd conversation. And maybe that's what I was responding to. And also, like, just on the parental front, telling your parents you've decided to become a professional musician is sort of like saying, like, I've joined the circus and, you know, my life is going to be a disaster. So... I love being in a band, but it's a weird topic.
I love how everything connected to They Might Be Giants seems to be a deliberate opportunity to be creative, including the way that you market the band and promote the music.
Well, that is an incredibly kind thing to say, David. I really appreciate that. I certainly feel that way about it. I think, you know, John and I have been friends forever, and having this abstract idea of a band is a great kind of trampoline to jump off of to make something different. And I'm kind of grateful that, you know, in spite of the years, we haven't really lost sight of that. You know, really from the very beginning, we were trying to figure out a way to be a band in a new way.
But bringing that same energy to all of the stuff that most bands hate doing, you know, is... probably difficult.
Oh, we hate doing it too.
I'm sure. But I'm thinking about how back in the 80s, of course, you promoted your music through the now famous Dial-A-Song service, which offered a different song every day. You've gone on tour and assigned yourself this impossible task to play a unique song written for each venue you play in.
Yeah, yeah. It is a challenge. I mean, as a band, you have to be careful that you aren't just being a contrarian. I think there's a lot of energy in rock music, especially to just do the opposite of what you're told. You know, we do a lot of things that are just completely bog standard. I mean, when we do shows, we often do two encores, which I know other performers who find the idea of encores to be completely artificial. It's a bit of theater that I've completely given myself into and kind of celebrate. And it's not something that, I mean, maybe I shouldn't be speaking in a public forum about it, but I've often been surprised at how even if we sneak in a third encore, which is something that is available to almost anybody doing a show if you know how to time your set list, people go like, wow, what a great show. That was amazing. They did three encores. And it's just a matter of planning it out. It can be creative and it can be startling, but it can also just be calculated.
The band is heading out on a tour in the new year to play your 1990 album, Flood. This is a tour that was postponed at least once due to the pandemic. John Linnell, your partner in They Might Be Giants, recently called Flood the band's, quote, most overrated album. This was in a recent Vulture article. So why go on tour playing this, quote, overrated album?
I have to respectfully disagree with John. You know, Flood was a very special album for many people, including myself. It is our only platinum album. It was kind of the calling card for a lot of people who are now still in our audience. It was the first thing they ever knew about us. And it obviously had a huge effect on a lot of people's lives. Like, it's just this sort of strange cultural lighthouse for a lot of people. When we embarked on doing the tour, it was kind of a down interval where we didn't have a new record coming out, so it just seemed like a natural way to do a tour with a point of view. But now it does seem like we're just kind of caught in this twilight zone of rescheduled shows. I mean, all the shows are sold out. I'm sure it'll be super fun. But yeah, I can't think of it as our most overrated album. I have to disagree with John there.
I'm sure he was pushed into answering that question. And of course, you're going to choose the most popular album, right?
That's the way rock people do it.
Let me just add, Flood is a wonderful, magical collection of songs.
I agree.
Well, in the new year, They Might Be Giants head out on this sold-out tour celebrating the album Flood. And the new album, Book, just came out a couple of weeks ago. John Flansburg of They Might Be Giants, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having us. Me. Thanks for having me.
I can't remember the dream that I had last night, but I woke with delight and excitement.
excitement. And then when I tried